This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Moody's Dental. Don't let the coronavirus self-quarantine keep you in dental pain. They're open and ready to get you out of pain. Call 305-821-0231 or visit moodysdental.com.
NorCal, by the way, was number one in on the chat board. John Santos is in. Alexa V. I shaved, Alexa. I shaved this morning. Guillermo Arauz is in the house. NorCal says, will the Chiefs lose this year? They stomped a number one defense. I think they'll lose one because, you know, you always get tripped up and something happens and injuries and things. So I think they'll at least lose once, maybe twice. Let's see. Antonio is in. Marta is in. Ray is in. Herman in. Charles Reed, what's up, Big O, from Des Moines. Let's shock the world and take down the Lakers. Go Heat. They got a shot, man. I know they have the two superstars. I think Miami has the best team out of both. I really do. Let's see. Who knew the Stanley Cup was going on? Congratulations to Tampa, man. The Lightning, they win another Stanley Cup. I just pray my Panthers can figure out something. And I'm not asking you to be Tampa. I'm just asking you to be good and get to the playoffs on a consistent basis. Alexa, I would have been first yesterday too, but my fingers were too sticky to hit send. That's what NorCal says. So the battle for one is in. Alan D, you'll see that interview where Lamar Jackson said he didn't have to learn anything from Mahomes. Maybe he should. It's a lot easier to say I got to learn than actually really do it, man. What Mahomes does is special. You know what I mean? Miami Dolls 305 says, I disagree, sir. Doug Williams was a great quarterback. Sir, Doug Williams, first of all, was not a great quarterback. He was a really good quarterback, but he was a quarterback. You're not understanding my comment. You just chose a black dude. That's what you just did there. Hey, let me pick a random black dude that was quarterback, and I'll call him an athlete. I'm trying to tell you, Russell, I'm not looking at color. See, that's the difference between you and I, sir. Doug Williams was a real pocket passer, just like Warren Moon. Those are real quarterbacks. Now, Warren Moon's a Hall of Famer. Doug Williams is not. Okay? Warren Moon is great, sir. Doug Williams is not. Doug Williams had great moments. He was a really good quarterback. He was not a great quarterback. Okay? I don't know how old you are, but I watched Doug Williams play from the get-go. Okay? He's not a great quarterback. You have no idea what you're talking about if you call him a great quarterback. Warren Moon, that's a great quarterback. But both of them were quarterbacks. Now, they had athletic ability, Moon less than Doug, but they were both pure quarterbacks. They're, put it this way, Lamar Jackson can't come close to those guys as a passer. Doesn't even come close. In Lamar Jackson's dreams, in his dreams, he'll never be Warren Moon. Ever. Okay? So let me just straighten that part out. Make sure we know what the hell great is and really good.
Obviously the Super Bowl, Washington, wow. But him in Tampa almost beating Dallas was a 9-7 season.
Yeah.
And they got on a roll in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And almost beat Dallas.
I know. Hell of a
game.
He
had some incredible moments.
Hell of a game. But Doug Williams was not a great quarterback. That's very loose there. Let's see, what else do we have here? Raging Dolphin Maniac is in. Super Boom Shack, Gus 1388. Julius 305. Julius, I gave my wife the other thingamajig that you sent. So now she has one and I have one. So thank you, bro. You took care of the family. That's cool. I doubt my daughter would use it. She'd probably think we're a bunch of geeks and all that. Kids, you know, what do you expect? Cliff Wellman is in the house. Jacques Bethune says Titans and Vikings shut down facility. Yes, we heard about that. Troy Ortiz, Lamar is not an accurate passer. No, he's not, sir. Raging Dolphin Maniac. Colin Coward laughably picked the Ravens to go 16-0. Yeah, well, I mean, Colin Coward is the idiot that says Miami has two players, Bam and Jimmy, and no shooters. So, I mean, right there I know, okay, you don't watch the league. What do you watch, the Lakers, because you live out west, and that's it? Okay, I got you. Now I know what you are. I know you're the guy that feeds off your producers. They do all the work for you. Raging Dolphin Maniac. Victor says, Victor Andres Carrera says, hello. Have you seen the video of Tua about money? That is a guy I want as the face of my franchise. Of course, man. Tua's a stud, bro. Tua's an absolute, you know, he's just one of those dudes. We talk about it all the time. Let's see. Alexa V says, Red Kingdom dominated. What is Red Kingdom? Is that like your fantasy team? I may have forgotten there. Let's see. What else? Kenneth, can I get some Booms Farm sent to my room? Alexa says to preach. Pat in Asheville, Tennessee, and Minnesota. Oh, I got that already. Vikings say no positive test, even though the team played the Titans on Sunday. Shutdown was a precaution. I haven't seen any of that stuff yet. Tennessee contingency rescheduling plans are being discussed. Good chance Steelers via Titans rescheduled. Wow. That sucks, especially if you have fantasy players on that. So then you lose them for that week because then they get restarted. Yeah, so what happens? Wow.
You know what, man? You just opened up a monster can of worms.
Plan accordingly. Have backups. Let's see, what else do we have here in the process? Everyone, let's take a moment to share the Big O Show on your social media pages and request people subscribe to the YouTube channel. 3,000 by Big O's birthday. Bro, my birthday's Thursday. That would require 230 people to subscribe by Thursday. There's no way it happens. I'd love it. I know you guys do your share of sharing all of this, but I doubt it. I doubt we get that many, but I appreciate it. Please subscribe. Please share. Please give us the likes, all that good stuff, as always, on the show. There's a little roll call for you on the program.